that's the ultimate goal. Right now, though, the focus is winning a game this week against Western Michigan and going from there.
Speaking of Western Michigan, what do you see from them? Obviously, they've given up quite a bit against the run.
They have, but they're going to come in here hungry. I haven't looked in the past, but I understand that they beat us twice here in Kinnick, so they're not going to be afraid. They played Michigan State. They played a good team the second week as well as Northwestern last week, so they played the bigger schools, so they're not going to be afraid of us, and rightfully so. It's going to be a good football game. They're a well-coached team, and we're looking forward to Saturday.
Does it shock you when you see what Akron did to Michigan and almost knocked them off? Anybody can run it on a Saturday.
Yeah, and Coach Farron says that on a daily basis. It takes a lot to win a game at the college level, and that's something we got to continue to do, and it starts with practice today.
What was the bus ride home
like?
It was a lot of fun. Obviously, winning's better than losing. A lot of guys were tired. I mean, it was 9:30, 10 o'clock, but definitely the mood is a lot better after a win.
What's it like for you now? Because go through the football complex there for a while, those trophy cases were empty. Now you got two nice trophies in there. As a senior, how does it make you feel that you got something in there?
Yeah, they're definitely winning a trophy game's big. Obviously, here in a couple weeks, I'm not even sure when we play in Minnesota, they're going to look to get back to that, get that trophy back up in Minneapolis. But right now, we're just focused on Western Michigan and giving them all we have.
Would you sense that the mood on the bus was the best mood everyone's been in quite a while?
I definitely think Michigan State last year was a big win, and that's something us seniors have addressed. That was our last big win, and the locker room was a lot of fun to be part of, just as was in Ames, and we got to look at winning now and backing it up. We can't have a high and then go downhill from there, so that's something us seniors have addressed, and we're going to continue to address this week.
In other words, sustaining some momentum. At least you have some momentum now after that win, right?
Yeah, we definitely do, but we got to keep our focus on this week and improving on a daily basis.
Along those same lines, when you go back in the locker room to go celebrate, and then suddenly you find out that, hey, somebody's had stuff stolen, whether it be coaches, just teammates of yours. I don't know if you were somebody affected, but just you hear that, and it almost kind of like takes away. Is that just kind of anger you, or is it something that you just try to not let get in the way of your celebrating?
Yeah, it definitely brings it down a little bit. That's not a class act, but with that being said, their university's handling it. I'm sure I don't know all the X's and O's. Nothing of mine was taken. But Coach Farron's, Mr. Barta, and the staff over at Ames, they're working on getting it all resolved, and I have confidence that they will. And I'm sure whoever did it will be punished for it.
Switching back to football, the fact that you guys ran the ball 60 times and then you had that last touchdown drive where I think there was maybe one pass play. That just kind of excite you as an O-line when you are in the huddle and you just have Jake going over and over again, hey, this is a run play, or checking in a run.
It definitely is a lot of fun running the ball. We'll pass block, though, too. But definitely it keeps the clock moving, which is something we needed to do there, and we were able to capitalize on it. Now as an offensive unit and as a team as a whole, we just got to work on finishing in the fourth quarter so we don't let teams back in on it.
When you see that Western Michigan is a team that struggled against the run, does that almost have you kind of looking at your chops thinking you'd be able to do even more of that and be able to sustain?
They're going to watch tape, and they're going to come in with different wrinkles to try to stop our offense, and rightfully so. We're going to try to come up with different ways to beat their defense. Mm-hmm. But with that being said, they're going to bring a lot of energy and excitement to Kinnick, and we got to be ready to go. We can't take anyone lightly, and we're excited to play and have a good week of practice.